Local douche day.
It's Tuesday douche day.
So Broovies, the Cinnamon Draft House in Salt Lake, is being threatened by the Utah Department of Alcohol Beverage Control for showing the film Deadpool. So because Deadpool apparently violates the Utah code, which means an establishment that serves alcohol is forbidden to show a film that depicts a simulated sex act. I actually haven't seen Deadpool yet. I haven't yet either. But there's lots of, like, you know, it's an R-rated film.
Right. Sure.
There's stuff in there. Mm-hmm. They show adult stuff. Broovies, of course, is 21 and up because they serve beer there, which is also adult stuff. Mm-hmm.
So
but
you would assume everyone there is an adult?
Yeah, for sure. Everyone there is an adult. But the agents for the Department of Beverage Control feel like, well, hey, because it shows it, even though it's a movie, it's illegal. Here's Broovies' lawyer, who thinks this whole thing is ridiculous.
Utah statute is blatantly unconstitutional. There's not been one liquor law violation at Broovies ever. They only allow people who are 21 in. They've never had a liquor law violation. So what does the DABC do? They go out and want to censor their movies.
Now, this is like the strip club law, as I understand it. Like, you can't have nudity and
full
gyration.
Full frontal where there's alcohol kind
right.
of thing.
And that's why you got to have, like, little pasties.
Yeah.
And have or just serve juice.
Or bikini top.
Panties on. Yeah, serve juice. Or you can have, you know, some boobies and have some beer.
Right.
There. Or not have some beer there, I guess.
So Broovies could have not served beer that night. That would have been their only way around
this. That would have been their way around it, right.
Yeah.
But you know, is this douchey, Lindsay?
I think it's douchey. I just, really, this is what they're taking their time to spend money on, you know, tax money on to investigate. Was Deadpool shown, you know, with liquor? I think this is just stupid. I think it's silly.
It's all about a temptation issue to me, and how much do you actually trust people to have a little bit of common sense?
Your citizens.
Dude.
Like, this is a superhero movie. There's a lot of things that are fairly unrealistic in this. And I guess there's an idea that, yeah, you could become titillated by it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Right. But so titillated that, oh, I cannot stand it now that I've had a sip of near beer and I've seen some simulated sexual acts in the superhero movie. I can't control myself. How quickly can I rip off my belt?
Yes.
And I'm not even going to make it to the car, just right here in the aisle.
The very fabric of society.
I must pleasure myself right now. Sir, excuse me. I know you came here just to see a movie, but there's nothing I can do. You may want to cover your nachos, because something is about to happen.
No.
It's not my fault. I've been tempted too much. The alcohol has broken down my inhibitions. All sense of common decency is out the window. Look at me shaking my rump for you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, now here's the best part of this for me, which is the one of the agents says, I've actually seen this movie two times, so I know when I went to see Deadpool at Broovies that they did nothing to edit the film and take out the simulated sex acts, because I've seen this movie not once, but twice, and I'm well familiar with all the simulated sex acts in the R-rated movie because, well, I watched it once first, of course, just for informational purposes, and the second time for even more informational purposes, and I'm glad I got to see it a third time, yes. I'm getting the Blu-ray with the ultraviolet edition so I can watch it on my mobile so I can see it for informational purposes. It's like, come on.
This is spooky, spooky, douchey, douche.
So douchey. This is a waste of time.
Yeah.
And you know what? Since I've moved here, I've learned of so many people banging each other's wives and husbands and whatever. Like, if this is the worst, this is not the worst that's going on.
All right.
Spooky, spooky, douchey, douche.